So as we continue to look at the subject of oppression and how to relate to it in a biblical way, in a godly way, I just want to bring to our attention an encouraging example. We looked at the example of David yesterday and how he fell from being a deliverer and standing with the oppressed to becoming an oppressor himself, at least for a brief period in his life. So another example that I was looking at that is more the other way is the example of Judah, the son of Jacob. He was one of the older sons, and he was involved in selling his brother Joseph into slavery. I guess it was him who made the proposal to sell Joseph into slavery rather than killing him. And so we have that, and then there's the incident with Judah and his daughter-in-law, Tamar, when he discovered that she was expecting a child, and it was told to him that she was playing the harlot, he said that she is to be executed. And then it turns out that it was actually his son that she was carrying. And so he had to admit that she was more righteous than he was. Classic oppression there to pass judgment on someone for the very thing that the oppressor himself is guilty of. And so we don't read a lot about Judah's life, but we have those few incidents there. And then we move on and we see when Joseph was ruler in Egypt, and we come to the scene where Benjamin was brought back because the cup had been found in his sack, and Judah is interceding for him for his life. And he says he offers to stay there in his place. He has now had somewhere in his life things got turned around. Maybe it was the incident with Tamar, and he saw the hypocrisy in his own life. I don't know, but at some point he turned around and he went a different direction, and now he is interceding and he's standing with the oppressed. Of course, the oppression here is not real. Joseph wasn't really planning to enslave his brother, but he gave that impression so that there would be the illusion of oppression here, and he wanted to test his brothers and see how they would respond to oppression and to the taking of their younger brother into slavery. And now Judah, he has a different heart, and he's offering to stay there in his place so that Benjamin can go free. He has now become a deliverer. He now has the heart of a deliverer instead of an oppressor. And he said, "Now therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the lad as a slave to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brothers. For how shall I go up to my father if the lad is not with me, lest perhaps I see the evil that would come upon my father?" And of course, Joseph then revealed himself, but through that, Judah did inherit a beautiful blessing when their father Jacob was at the point of death, and he blessed his sons. He gathered his sons together, and he told his sons to gather together, and he blessed each one there, blessed or cursed each one. And Judah received a beautiful blessing, I believe, largely because it was known the way that he had given himself for Benjamin. Had he not done so, the story might have a very, very different ending. And so we do not know what all God can use or what all can come of a person's decision to stand with the oppressed and to stand up against oppression, to be willing to bow down and say, I will take his place. Take me. So that is a picture of Jesus, of course, who gave himself for us to ransom us. And with that, we will close out the week. And may you have a blessed day. May the comfort, may the God of all comfort bless you and encourage you in Jesus' name.